I don't know where you are as you listen to this, but if you're in the North Country, you know it is ridiculously cold. Like, it's hard to heat my house enough to feel my fingers cold. And it's been this way for almost 2 weeks. That's the thing. Now, the most instinctual response to this weather is to nest. Get as small and tucked in as possible. And that makes a lot of sense. But there's another option. Bundle up, get outside, and get your body warm by, like, working it. Confronting the cold boldly on today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. Happy New Year. It is January 2nd, 2018. Fun to say that. First up, frigid temperatures and ice buildup is making it hard to shut down the St. Lawrence Seaway. Five commercial freighters remain on the St. Lawrence River between Clayton and Messina. Seaway spokesperson Nancy Alcalde said by email that they continue to be delayed due to ice buildup at the locks in Messina and just generally extreme weather conditions. One of those ships is the Pacific Huron, which hit shoals near Clayton and was grounded last week. It had to be refloated by Seaway officials and the Coast Guard on Saturday night. It remains near Clayton. There were no reports of injuries or pollution. The Seaway was supposed to have closed at noon on New Year's Eve. Alcalde says the Seaway will close when the five downbound ships pass through the locks in Messina, but she gave no estimate for when that would happen. Yes, the North Country is locked in a deep freeze, and yes, that can be a hassle, not just for huge freighters on the St. Lawrence, but for your car that won't start, your drafty windows, your overworked furnace. Ugh. And on the serious side, it can be painful for workers and first responders who have to do their jobs outside. But this kind of hard winter can also be beautiful and amazing. I mean, it's rare for most parts of the world to experience this kind of weather. On New Year's Eve day, Brian Mann skied to Avalanche Lake in the High Peaks. The temperatures hovered around 15 degrees below zero. And you know what he found there? He found mountains, of course. But he also found people, and they were having a blast.
Setting off through the woods, I am wrapped like a Christmas package. Seven layers of insulation between myself and the day. I'm wearing mittens an astronaut on the surface of the moon would envy.
This is one of those icebox cold, double-digit below zero days. And the snow, you can hear, has that super cold squeak. The air is just absolutely kind of metal cold. But the cool part is that it is radiantly sunny outside and windless. So there's this blue sky and sun just cutting through these trees.
I ski on, and amazingly, the winter woods aren't entirely still. Crossing a bridge over a mountain river, I can hear the stream rumble down below blankets of snow and ice. And I'm not alone out here. While skiing across a frozen lake, I hear other voices. Campbell and Michelle Houston from Fairfield, Connecticut, ski into the clearing, both grinning big.
I don't know, we're just happy out here. We like being away from the crowds, and you know, you always talk about, like, if it's colder, if it's harder, if it's more brutal, like, we want to do it.
Just what we do. It's we like being out here. We like challenging ourselves a little bit. It's beautiful in these cold days, I think.
Now, here's the thing I love. In the backcountry on a day like this, there's a lot of solitude, but often there's also a kind of community.
I also have homemade chia coconut energy bars.
I got to try that.
You have to try it.
That's Helena Grant. Turns out she's also visiting from Connecticut. This is her first time ever skiing a wilderness trail.
When your friend said, let's go backcountry skiing when it's double digits below zero, did you say, hell no?
Oh, I said, hell yes. And actually, this is something I've been hoping to do. And my grandfather was in the 10th Mountain Division. He used to climb up Marcy before breakfast. So
that's cool.
I feel like I'm in my element. I just had never gotten here before.
Her ski partner today is Brantley Beach from Keene. He's also grinning through a thick crust of ice in his beard.
That happens whether I want it to or not. It's actually warmer once it all kind of freezes over. There's a this little layer of warm air between the ice and my face.
I know that sounds miserable, spending a day with ice plastered to your face. So I asked Helena to try to explain why this appeals.
This is bliss. You are beyond all the cares of the world, and it almost brings tears to the eyes. And the sun, I mean, you don't feel like you're in, what is, I don't even know what the temperature is, negative 12?
We're on negative 15, negative 20 up in here.
It doesn't feel like it. There's no wind, and there's just little flecks of snow coming off the trees. It's just, I can't even describe it. It's so beautiful.
We go our separate ways, and soon I'm back in solitude, skiing high in a mountain pass.
And it's just this narrow kind of fairy tale forest, thick with fresh snow, all the trees kind of heavily laden.
Then the birch and hemlock give way, opening to one of the most dramatic sights in the eastern U.S., Avalanche Lake, its surface frozen white, towering mountain walls on both sides.
The cliffs are locked in ice, big, long sheets of ice across the brown and black rock. And the sun is just perched on the edge of the rock. I'm in a bath of sun here, but just a few feet to my left, there's cold shadow. Just the heart of winter right here.
Brian Mann, North Country Public Radio at Avalanche Lake in the High Peaks.
Brian took some awesome photos. Check them out now at ncpr.org. More news there all the time. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.